If you're ready, we'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to call a meeting order at this time. I would also ask that, as a courtesy of all, that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and your papers. Each director received notice of this board, and each public meeting was noticed was properly posted as required by law. All board members indicated they would be present for this meeting. First off, I'm going to take a point of personal time to just say, I want to welcome our five new members. First, we have Ms. Carrie Belt from Gatesville. She will be replacing Mark Carrava. Jim Lantry from Plainview, who is replacing Wade Beer. Sarah Mackey from Salada, who is replacing Pat Balon. And Dave Scott from Richmond, who is replacing Zach Brady. And Robert Tesh from Georgetown, who is replacing Scott Smith. Thank you very much for agreeing to serve. I hope that we have not inundated you too badly today. They've been here since this morning. Drinking from the fire hydrant was the DRI. Additionally, I want to thank Nancy Porter and John Steinmetz for not jumping ship and staying on for another term. It's always a good thing to have our good directors. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here, you can fill out one of the cards at the table outside of the door. The boardroom with your name and contact information on it. I have a list of a stack of cards here. Keep in mind, we encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notes. That is not our requirement, it is state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes the government body to give members of the public the opportunity to speak at public meetings and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that presentations be limited to 3 minutes. I have a number of cards here, starting out with Monty Land and Dick Plessy from speaking concerning the Lewis Moratorium from the PKLA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're gonna double team this here just for a second, but we promise we'll just be 3 minutes. First of all, I'd like to, for those new members, introduce myself. My name is Monty Land. I am the president of the Hospital Kingdom Lake Association. First of all, the second thing I'd like to do is I'd like to thank the staff of the Bradford River Authority for all the work and effort that's been spent in the past few months dealing with House Bill 3031. Hopefully, with the efforts of everybody, that we might finally see this thing pass out of the House as early as even tomorrow. But anyway, a big thank you. The main reason I'd like to speak today is regarding the policy that the board passed, I believe it was approximately a year ago, on May the 20th, when they passed a moratorium on the leases at Possum Kingdom Lake. We are asking that you reconsider, review your policy on the moratorium. Since that time, we've had several instances of people that have been put in pretty bad financial situations due to the moratorium. And I just want to give you a couple of examples. We've had, of course, I get phone calls every day. Carolyn, my wife, feels a lot of those phone calls. There is a couple that, an elderly couple whose the husband passed away, and this has been since the moratorium. Their children would like to see them sell their place, move into town with them, closer to them where they can take care of them. They have less than 10 years left on their lease, and they've not been able to sell their property. For people can't get financing for that situation, and because of that, they just haven't had anybody that's been interested in buying their property. Also, because of the current economy, we have leases where one or other spouse has lost their jobs, their lake house, is their second home, and they would like to sell it, get out from underneath the financial burden. But because loans can't be secured due to the time left on their leases, they've had a tough situation trying to be able to sell their house. Also, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that within the last 2 weeks, we've had a fire that destroyed, I think, and marked the newspaper. I think, what, 14 houses were destroyed over there. We've had several calls from people that are wanting to know what the situation is with the moratorium. They're looking at having to refinance reconstruction loans, and some of them with less than 10 years, 15 or 20, 15 to 10 years are having a hard time looking, or they're looking at a problem trying to get refinancing for reconstructed loans. And one other, Mr. Clessy here, who is also a director of our association, has a neighbor that, dear personal friend of his, that has a situation, and I'm going to let him read a letter from her.
My name is Vic Clessy. I've been a resident of Possum Kingdom Lake, and I hate to tell you, but over 60 years. And this is concerning a very close friend of mine. We hunted together all over everywhere. And his situation, you'll see, because I was asked by his wife to read her letter. And when I finish, you'll understand why she couldn't be here to deliver it in person. And we're very, very close, and we're best man and maid of honor in their wedding. And it's one of these very, very, very tragic situations. Dear members of the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority, I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person, but I know you will see why and understand. These last few years have been a burden mentally, physically, and financially. My talented, DeBakey-trained surgeon husband is in the last stages of Alzheimer's disease. He is incapacitated, bedridden, and now living at home with quality and continuity of care provided by trained personnel and hospice care out of Wichita Falls. With our PK bedroom, Possum Kingdom bedroom, on the second floor, and the lack of care in the Possum Kingdom area, I had to build a modest home on property we owned in Seymour. My plan was to sell the Possum Kingdom house to pay for the Seymour house and have the additional money to pay for my dying husband's care. I am now in terrible financial trouble because of the one-year moratorium. In addition to the economic mess of our country, the moratorium on the lease has made it impossible for me to sell my home. I've had only one offer in over 12 months, which was only 25% of the appraised value. I was already constructing the Seymour home when the BRA imposed this penalty on us for no reason. I beg you to lift this moratorium. It is an unfair and unreasonable burden to me and everyone else at the lake who have done nothing to deserve this. Thanking you in advance for lifting this, Diane Butel, and her husband's name is Herb. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you can see the terrible pain and suffering. This is just one example. This 1 year is just destroying everything out there.
Thank you, Board. Mr. Director, we appreciate your consideration in this matter.
Thank you. Next, I have a card for Greg McCarthy, PK Lane Divestiture.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a lessee at Possum Kingdom. I've been out there since 2004. And I want to talk a moment about the divestiture of the land out there. I think that in any analysis of this sort of a situation, what you need to find is something that is a winning solution for all the parties involved. It's my opinion that the best option for the BRA is to accept the Patterson-PK Land Partnership's proposal and their bid and divest the land that way. And it seems to me that that's a win for everybody. It's my understanding that the BRA would prefer to get out of the land management business at Possum Kingdom. That allows you to do that. It allows you to do it in a way, though, that's consistent with what you like to do in the way that you would like and you would need to do it. You have responsibilities. You have obligations to the taxpayers of Texas, and nobody is overlooking those. I'm not either. Mr. Patterson's not. You're getting in that sort of a divestiture through a third party, something that gets that goal of divestiture accomplished while getting a fair value for the land that you are selling. I know that some people who've talked to me about this have asked why there should be a divestiture through a third party when it's apparent that the values that the BRA could recognize would be higher if the sale were conducted just as a direct sale to the landowners. And I'm not a real estate expert, that's for sure, but it seems to me fairly simple. First of all, you're not going to be able to sell all of the land if you sell it directly. Depending on who you listen to, it seems to me that as much as a third, but probably no more than a third of the lots out there would be sold in a direct divestiture. Most people out there either don't want to or don't have the means or could not obtain the financing to buy their land directly from the BRA in a direct transfer. And that says, of course, nothing about the cost of the direct transfer that would be saved in a transfer to the third party who could then turn around and sell the land. The second win, I believe, would be to the not just the lessees, but to the other residents and the rest of the area around Possum Kingdom. Mr. Patterson's plan accounts for other organizations such as the Boy Scouts, the YMCA, churches, state parks, roads, all of the things that the BRA sort of takes care of now. And I know that there's some issues and some interest between the county or with the county about what would happen if all the land was divested, and the Patterson plan takes care of those things. So it's a win for those folks as well. And third, and it's not the least important, it's by far the most important to me and to a lot of the people out here, but I want you to know it is important to us that we own our own land, that we get to decide within reason, of course, what to do with our property, and to eliminate situations like these two gentlemen here before me were talking about, where people are unable to take something that they own and transfer it to somebody else who'd like to buy it. That seems to me to be the best thing to have for all people out at the lake. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy. Next, I have a card for Mike Patterson, Patterson TK Land Partnerships, Pastor Church.
I'll be brief. I am a lawyer and not known for being brief, but I will be brief today. First, thank you for your patience that all of you, especially the older, not older board members, but the board members that have been here the longest, thank you for your patience with all of us. It's been difficult. It's been trying. And it's a very complex issue, and there's no simple answer. I just appreciate your patience. I appreciate Monty Land and the PKLAs. You know, it's been such a great, I think we're here because of the efforts of us all. And hopefully we can resolve this matter today that will be a win-win-win for all of us. But more importantly, I just wanted to follow up on what Monty said. There are some extreme hardships out there, either through the fire or through other financial hardships. And I in no way want to be presumptuous and think that y'all are going to choose a bidder or even my bid, but just to tell you that if we were the successful bidder and you did choose us, we would have no problem in working with y'all to go ahead and start leases immediately, as long as it was sort of in line with the RFB and House Bill 3031. There are some great hardships, and we certainly don't want to get in the way of giving some relief to those people that need it very bad right now. And thanks again for your patience and working with us.
name is Patterson, I have a card now for Eric Nelson, says in favor of the BRA, but does not wish to speak. In favor of BRA approved in Pattersonville. Next, I have a card for James Maybach, who's a leaseholder of Condon Land Investiture.
Thank you for your time this afternoon. I came down and spoke once before, and I think my comments are on record from being down here, I guess, 2-3 months ago, maybe longer. Again, my name's James Maybach. I've been a leaseholder for 8 years at Possum Kingdom Lake. I chose going to Possum Kingdom over many other lakes because of its natural beauty and the fact that the lake is not overcrowded. With that, I'd like to say that I think BRA has done a fine job managing the lake, or you might say the Brazos River. And BRA stands for Brazos River Authority. And I think BRA does a fine job, and I think managing the river is the reason why you have that tasked to you by the state. So divesting of the land, not only is it good for the people that live out there, but it's American. And people here in America, when they own something, they're going to take care of it. And yeah, I think you're going to see a lot more people putting more money in their property and making it even a nicer place to enjoy the summer months as it would be of a lot of the people out there. I also own some land, some ranch land in the area. I spend quite a bit of time, when I'm not working, I'm usually at the lake or around the lake. And for that reason, the beauty of the lake is, I think what the BRA's done with in the House Bill 3031, taking out all the rural land, and that's not part of the purchase. This is strictly a deal for the leaseholders that are already out there, have a vested interest, and get to buy their property, control their destiny. And in my opinion, that's very American. And I appreciate what you've done with FERC. I think getting rid of the FERC overlay and just incorporate that into the protections that the BRA can still afford us along the lake is also a good idea. I want to also thank Monty Land and Carolyn Land of the PKLA. I am a member of PKLA since I came out to the lake, and I believe they've done a very good job working with the legislation and proposing 3031. I think a lot has been done. A lot of people have worked very hard on this. I am in favor of Mr. Patterson's plan for the divestiture and the purchase of the lot. I will be purchasing my lot as soon as it's available. I've been saving the money for it for 3 years now because I always thought this would be coming along. And I think it's the right thing to do. It's time to get on with it. You've heard the hardships mentioned before. We need to move along. And I think what I hear and what I read in the papers is I think that y'all are going down the right road, the BRA, and I appreciate a positive vote as soon as possible. And thank you for your time very much.
My luck. I next have a card from Rebecca Lucas, representing SELP and PK Westside Volunteer Fire Department concerning PK RFD.
Good afternoon. My name is Rebecca Lucas, and I have been asked by the Possum Kingdom Westside Volunteer Fire Department to read this letter to the Board of Directors regarding the Patterson PK Land Partnership Limited and the BRA request for bids. Dear Directors, I am the President of the Board of Directors of the Possum Kingdom Westside Volunteer Fire Department. In my absence, I authorize Rebecca Lucas to read this letter to you. I understand that if the bid submitted by the Patterson PK Land Partnership is accepted by the BRA, several nonprofit lessees around the lake, including our volunteer fire department, will be deeded our properties without cost to our organization. Our fire department protects the safety and welfare of many lessees on the west side of Possum Kingdom and many others who use the lake. We provide EMS as well as protection from fire. Our workers are volunteers, and our budget is supported by donations. We are without funds to purchase our land. The generous gift offered by the Patterson Group benefits all of the lessees and visitors on the west side who are served and protected by our department. With this gift, more of our limited funds will be used for fire and EMS equipment, supplies, and expenses rather than lease payments. It is our hope that the Brazos River Authority will approve the sale to the Patterson Group. Thank you for your consideration of our opinion in this matter. Sincerely, Ron Wixon, President of the Board of the PK Westside Volunteer Fire Department. May I speak for myself? I'm a lessee at Possum Kingdom. I've been there since 1999. I strongly support approval of the Patterson Group bid for the following reasons. The first reason is certainty and closure. I know that's an overused word. I've been a lawyer for 29 years. I'm a divorce lawyer, and I can tell you that there's value to having something done. This has been going on a long time. Both sides have compromised and worked with one another in honorable ways. This would be a wonderful thing for the lessees, in my opinion. All I need is a calculator and my 2007, actually, land value from the county to be able to determine how much money I need to come up with. The gift to the nonprofits is exceptionally important. It's very generous. If I'm understanding the literature correctly, it's about $900,000 in value. That means a lot to the people who go to church out there and who are served by the EMS and the fire departments and the YMCA. Those are wonderful organizations, and the generosity of the Patterson Group is outstanding. Finally, the 85% assessed value provides a way to equalize the lease terms. We went through that thing several years ago to determine whether or not the leases should be taken into consideration, the fair market value of the property. And I know many of us felt like it seemed so wrong to have two properties side by side that were almost identical. One had a longer lease term than the other one, and the longer lease term, of course, impacts the value of the property more severely. The way his bid is devised goes a long way in remedying what many of us felt to be an inherently unfair situation. The other thing I would like to say is I am so impressed with Michael Patterson as a person. I think the term of the day is transparency. I didn't know this man. I never met him until I got the survey in the mail, and he put his email on there. So I just wrote him about four or five questions to see what would happen. It wasn't 30 minutes, so I had an answer back from all of them. He has made himself available to annoying little granny ladies like me to answer questions about what's going on and what he intends to do and what the purposes and goals are. Finally, I want to say one more thing, and that is that I know this has been a problematic situation for all of you and for the lessees, but when I saw your request for bids, that included multiple protections for the lessees, I knew without question where your heart was, and I want to thank you for that.
Ms. Lucas.
Jim Nias.
Yes.
From Navy Lakeview, Representative Navy, we're going to have a thing that says some handouts we put out.
Good afternoon, board members. My name is Jim Nias. I'm with the Austin office of the Jackson Walker Law Firm. I represent Navy Lakeview LLC, which is a commercial lessee from the BRA out of Possum Kingdom. The lease site in question is the old Lakeview Lodge. I don't know how familiar you are with that, but it was an old restaurant out there on the lake, which also had associated with it some overnight accommodations for the public, and some boating facilities. It hasn't operated in some time. It's not been very viable commercially. It's failed a couple times, I believe. This is supposed to be a public use area, but it hasn't served that area, that purpose very well in recent times. And it won't, I don't think, until someone come up with a commercially viable way to make it work. My clients, the principals are Steve Wilder and Van Lane, who are seated over there. They've got a lot of experience in working with environmentally sensitive areas. As far as development is concerned, I've represented them for 15 years. I've seen them pull rabbits out of hats in situations like this. And they have a lot of background in working public-private relationships to try to accomplish things like this. They took an assignment of this lease about a year ago, just a year, a month ago, last year, and they took this assignment from a receiver, which had been appointed by a federal district court in Lubbock to seize and sell the assets of a gentleman who's now a long-term guest of the federal government. That just gives you an inkling of how tortured the history of this property is. I won't bore you with all of it, but it has been a nightmare piece of property. And rehabilitating it for the public use that it's supposed to serve is not going to be an easy thing, especially in this time of financial and banking turmoil. The long-term redevelopment loan is not an option now. It probably won't be an option for a long time. So we've been looking at alternatives. We've been trying to think out of the box, see how we can make this work. And what we're proposing as a commercially viable alternative is a collective form of ownership of this leasehold estate. That is the condominium form of ownership. The condominium form of ownership has become very, very common these days with respect to residential, commercial, industrial, and even leasehold estates. Investors, lenders, their appraisers, they understand that form of ownership these days. I wouldn't have said that 10 years ago, and I've been doing condominiums longer than that, but these days become very, very common and people understand it. What we'd like to do is structure the leasehold as a condominium form of ownership to attract lenders and investors on a smaller scale. The way a condominium works is you have a unit that's owned by the investor. The unit is really just the interior space of a building or a portion of a building. And then you have the exterior of the buildings and the land, or in this case, the leasehold estate, being common elements, which are owned in common, as the name would imply, by all the unit owners. Nobody owns a distinct piece of land here or there. All the unit owners own the land and the building exteriors and undivided common interests. And then that is managed and represented by a condominium association. There's no one person that manages all that or is the representative of those collective common interests. That is an association, a nonprofit corporation elected by, whose board is elected by, the unit owners. What we're proposing to do as far as the type of condominiums here is what's known as hotel condominiums. That is, we would offer these units for overnight accommodations to the public. All the units would be required to be put into a rental pool and almost all the time be offered to the public for weekends or overnight or vacations or what have you. The owners would occasionally be able to...
I'm
just about to finish up, Mr. Chairman. The owners would occasionally be able to stay there, but most of the time they'd be offered public accommodations and facilitate the public use that's supposed to happen here. The reason we handed out this information to you to give you more information that I can impart in 3 minutes. We would love for you to look at that and get back with us, or we've got to get back with you or each and every one of you on a one-on-one basis and explain in greater detail what we're trying to do. Thank you very much.
I now have a card from a Benson. I'm not sure if I have that correctly. Speak on the issue of like.
Mr. Chairman, board members, my name is Dennis Benson. I reside 4160 Shady Valley Drive, Arlington, Texas. I'm a leasehold and commercial lease and a residential lease, thanks to the staff. I've been a residential developer for 25 years in Arlington. I've developed over 45 subdivisions, mostly in Arlington. I'm here to speak in support of the site plan the applicant has done. I purchased these seven units in 1999. We built one of them. And then it wasn't halfway finished. We finished out that one and we built seven, three more. And then We sold them as we went, and so we've been through previous owners that surrounded us. We're sort of landlocked in this little situation. Staff of the BRA has been exceptionally good to me, and the board last month granted us the opportunity to get commercial leases, so we'll be in compliance with what they're trying to do to this thing, make a hotel condo regime so that I can sell my units. I have three lots I can't build on right now because they're not in compliance with FERC, and I understand that. Staff has explained that very well, and that's why we're going into commercial leases, so we can build more of them. There's a high demand for investor users on these properties. If someone can come in and do nothing but own them, rent them out, as years go along, they cash in. They don't want permanent residence there. Everybody loves to use the lake once in a while, but they won't use it that much. When I purchased the property, it had a marina for 62 boat slips, and there's 49 condos that was approved by the BRA back in the old time there. And through the process of having a bankrupt owner and a thief as an owner, we end up renegotiated leases, and now we don't have any boat slips, well, four day slips. And we have a beautiful area there, and we really can't do anything with it right now because of the surrounding site plan that he's doing. I think maybe Eden's done a fantastic job in the site plan. I've done a condo deal myself, and you've never had problems. Cities don't have problems with it. Board handles it. I don't have to handle this management. Board handles that. It's such an easy concept to have. And I would hope for the staff to get more opportunity, and the board would give them directions to give more time to look at this thing before they deny it. Thank you very much. Also, one more thing. I do want to support the Patterson thing. Mike and his family, his father, that's been a fantastic group in Arlington forever, and if you've seen how well they've built out Arlington, you'd love to have them as property owners in that area. Thank you.
Mr. Benson, I now have a card. Pat Capps, Lakeview, Burton, and Sutton.
My name is Pat Capps, and I'm Alicia at Possum Kingdom Lake, and have resided at 3067 Park Road 36, Unit 14, for 9 years. My home is a townhouse that is inside the boundary of the area known as Maybe Lakeview Lodge. The overall project has been a mess since I moved in. Owners have come and gone. Numerous development plans have been proposed but never executed, and leases have been modified, terminated, and even non-existent at times. I couldn't sell my condo if I wanted to, as things stand now. Mr. Lauder has shown me the proposal he has made for the redevelopment of the Lakeview property. We have discussed how it would apply to me. I support Mr. Lauder's effort as it makes more sense than anything that has ever been proposed in my years at Possum Kingdom and would resolve the problems of this property. I encourage you and I beg you to take action instead of letting this property sit in limbo for another decade. Thank you.
Thanks, one more card, Mike Lish, Brady Spruce, to speak on the Possum Kingdom investor.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Lish. I'm the current chairman of the board of Camp Brady Spruce. We've been a proud resident of Possum Kingdom for the last 60 years. I believe we're celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. So we're happy to have had a long-standing relationship with BRA and enjoyed that. We're here this afternoon just to speak briefly on support of the third-party sale and the Patterson bid. As y'all know, and has already been mentioned today, the bid includes the donation of several tracts of land to local area nonprofits at the lake, including Brady Spruce. And we're grateful for Mr. Patterson's consideration of us and all the other nonprofits mentioned. We are committed to further development of our tract over at Frontier Camp. That's the piece, one of the pieces that's involved in the donation. And our thought is that, obviously, how could we not be supportive if we're going to be getting a donation? But our thought is that the monies that we could be using to further, that might have to be used to purchase the asset, those tracts, could be further used to construct facilities, to build programs, to put infrastructure in place, and so forth. So we're just grateful for all of that and his consideration once again. We're committed to maintaining a strong relationship with the BRA and look forward to another 60 years. I've also been instructed by our executive director, Mary Helen Franco, to extend an invitation to each board member and every PK resident out here to tomorrow night. We're having an open house. The Chamber of Commerce is having an open house that Camp Brady Spruce is hosting at our main camp location, I believe. and we'd love to see you there. So thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lish.